Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Pei Dalid is a fascinating discussion in Hilchos Muktzah that emerges from a heter that is latent in our Gemara, and there is a big machlokas haposkim of how far that heter goes. The Gemara in Pei Dalid Amud Aleph had told us that if there is a pit that is full of fruits, then in such a case, we are not afraid that the pit's distance from top of the fruits to a porch or another landing will be moved if we're talking about fruits that are muktzah because they are tevel. Then in such a case, a person would be able to rest an object on top of the fruits, and then it is relatively close to the porch and it's considered a pesach to the merpeses, and one does not need to lower down very far, because the fruits were muktza, since they had not had truma removed from them, and they are considered tevel. The Trumas Hadeshin in Simin Samach Zayin makes an amazing diuk from our Gemara. Nowadays, we have people that collect the halacha topics. It's just amazing to think about how the Trumas Hadeshin had all of Shas in his fingertips. If you thought of Daf Pei Dalid and Ervin, you wouldn't necessarily have thought of this case. But when processing the Shailas of Muktza, which are not easy at all, the Trumas Hadeshin was even sholeit on the Dapim way into Maseches Ervin to be Koveya, the halacha. The Trumas Hadeshin discusses what happens if you have a box that has money on the bottom of the box. Are you allowed to put objects that are permissible, that are not muktza, like clothing and so on top of the money when it is clear that you will not move the money, but that you will come in contact with the money and touch the money? Points out the Trumas Hadeshin, that's exactly the case that we had with the pit. The individual was using the pit, which was full of fruits, and had put stuff on top of it, on top of the fruits, and he was moving it in and out on Shabbos. And we're not concerned about the fact that he's going to come to touch, negiah, that he's going to come to touch the fruits. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that something that is mutter in the halachos of muktza includes even touching a davar muktza. Davar shu muktza mutter ligabo. However, there's one caveat according to the Trumas Hadeshin. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Beitza, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, asks the Trumas Hadeshin on himself, says that one is allowed to put a utensil over a mukta egg, a beitza that was nolda b'Shabbos. You're allowed to, let's say, turn over a bowl and put it on top of the egg. The Yerushalmi adds, "Ubelvad shelo yiga bebeitza," with the condition that he doesn't touch the egg. Why not? There's no problem touching the egg. Answers the Trumas Hadeshin, an important exception. When do we say that you're allowed to touch a davar muktza? That's when your intention was not to be metaltel or even serve the davar muktza. What happens if you touch the davar muktza when your intention is to service the davar muktza? In this case, a utensil is turned over the beitza in order to protect it. And therefore, one should be careful, because in protecting it, in servicing the davar muktza, even negiya is going to be yasser. However, says the Trumas Hadeshin, if it's letzarech davar muktza, then it's going to be yasser. This is quoted by the Magen Avraham over there in Simin Shin Ches Sifkotan Gimel. And that means, therefore, according to the Magen Avraham and the Trumas Hadeshin, the heter that we said that one is allowed to touch muktza only applies if your intention is not to service the davar hamuktza. For example, as children, when we used to play tag together, we used to talk about that you can't use a car as a base to be safe, that the person who's it can't tag you if you're touching the car. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch muktza. According to the Trumas Hadeshin's Yesod, you're not touching the car to service the car. Although one could question, maybe in an instance where he will also come to move the car slightly, that it will move under his weight, That might be a different story. But objectively, there is no problem of touching a davar hamukta if your intention is not to service the davar hamukta. However, let's talk about a case in which there is a davar hamukta that cannot be moved. For example, something that's called mukta machmas gufo, but you want to protect it, and you do exactly the case of the beitza. You turn something over it to protect it, so then in such a case, even a giyah is going to be aser. However, the Gra disagrees. The Gra in Os Yud Ches says it's even going to be mutter to touch it. And the only reason the Yerushalmi prohibited is particularly there when it comes to the beitza, where there's a chash that the fellow is going to be minaneya. However, in a case of where he's doing it letzarech hamukta, but there's no reason to believe that he's going to be minaneya, the object, the Gra says that the halacha is that it's permissible. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Ches, Sifkot and Yuzayin quotes both opinions, and Shin Yod, Sifkot and Chav Beis, he seems to come out like the Gra. This is a short overview of an amazing halacha that emerges deep from the Dapim in Meseches Erevin, that is part and parcel to one of the basic halachas of Hilchos Shabbos. I wish you a good Shabbos from Artzeinu HaKdosha, Erev Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach.